This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
We reach across the divide at a troubling time in Sydney. Sport gives us levity along the way, so I think we should start with the levity. My spies tell me that the voice of rugby league, Andrew Voss, is in a park kicking the Sharon. Vossy, hello?
Hello, we've got a problem with the line. Is that, no, Jared, I have to be honest. That's with hand on heart. Yes, I am kicking this thing, S-H-E-R-R-I-N, red. Different shape to rugby league ball. Yes, I can confirm. Down in the southern highlands of Sydney, outside of Sydney, at a ground which is the home of, would you believe this? Here's your 4 degrees of separation. The home of the Southern Highlands or Barrel Storm is the home with a Storm logo. Yes. They're actually the Storm Rugby League Club.
Right.
Rugby league posts, but I am kicking a Sharon with young Harry, who's soon to make his debut in under 14s AFL. How about that?
Is Harry an Aussie rules convert?
Well, he's tried all sorts. Basketball's his first love, so he actually, you know, plays that all year round. But, yeah, a few of his mates are playing it, so he's going to give it a try. And me, well, I let the manager of the team know. I said, oh, I'm hitting it pretty well. You know, if there's an under 60 side, you know, I might just get a little bench spot, possibly. Maybe not.
Yeah. I've never felt so close to you, Vossy.
Yeah, no, well, total honesty, I pulled back the curtain here. I'm making the admission. I feel fine about it, but the fact that I'm practicing, like I'm leaning on a rugby league post at the moment, sort of keeps me in a touch. I haven't gone completely to the other side.
That the mood in your city, Vossy, so the horrendous murders at Bondi Junction, and then the terror incident at a Western Sydney church last night. Just how deep seated in rocking Sydney life is it?
Yeah, it impacted everyone, really, Jared, because Saturday, the place of innocence, I mean, it could have been any of us. You know, shopping Saturday afternoon. Bondi Junction is about 10 minutes to the east of the centre of Sydney. Massive Westfields complex, literally thousands in and out all day, and could have been any of us. You know, shopping, going to a movie, having lunch, you know, just enjoying a Saturday afternoon, the first day of the school holiday. So I think that was shuddering to us all, or felt by everyone. And then you learn the backstories of the victims, from the mother with a 9-month-old baby to the security guard who was on his first actual day shift, had filled in. He normally does night shift. He was doing his first day shift. He loses his life. Just rocked us all to the core.
Yeah, sport seems very small in these moments, Vossy, doesn't it?
Well, it does. I mean, that night I was calling at a course stadium across at Homebush for work for Fox League, and my wife and Harry had bought tickets to the Sydney Derby at Allianz Stadium, and we sort of didn't really want to be separated in light of the events of the afternoon and going off to Allianz Stadium. It's just how you felt. You sort of lost enthusiasm for the task. I mean, I had a job to do and go and call football, but yeah, it seemed very secondary to what people were going through in a part of our great city.
And so just on the trivialities of sport, that there is a pretty high-profile bust-up between two of your celebrated coaches, Ricky Stewart and Des Hasler?
Oh, two angry old men, former representative teammates, seriously. Now, for our listeners to know, where they've had their confrontation, the tunnel down at Canberra, it's a little bit different to your AFL ground. You are actually within sight of members of the public or corporate sponsors. It's quite a busy place, the Canberra Tunnel. It's a T intersection, so the bottom of the T goes out to the ground. It's quite wide and fans hanging over the edge. And then the T junction, home dressing rooms right in front of you, away dressing room, you go to your left, referees further up, media room, they all funnel through this one little junction. So I'm not sure how many people cited it. I think for the integrity of these two gentlemen, it's probably lucky that someone didn't put up the iPhone and be filming it, because I think that would have been highly embarrassing. Come on, fellas, you're better than that. Face to face, come on.
What was the source of the angst, and who was the angrier? Who was the jilted?
Well, the unfolding of the play, it was a game that was decided in the last seconds of the full golden point period. So it was a 90th minute win on a night where there'd been a high penalty count set, restart count. There'd been controversy with a field goal attempt, Canberra offside. So two coaches that both had reason for complaint, it would seem, but one was a winner and could easily get away with abusing the other. It carried on into the press conference. Was it genuine? People say, oh, they're putting on a bit of that. Mate, part of it, I don't think you'd come up with that sort of theatre just for a joke. I think they were actually two angry old men.
Is there anything to be done about it?
Well, that's a point for the NRL. As I said, it's an open place. It's not behind closed doors. So the fact that no one else reported that they'd cited it, then they at least had the good sense not to do it within full view of kids who mill around there and, as I said, the sponsors. But there's not too many quiet spots there. It is quite busy. But if it had been witnessed by others, I think they're entitled to get a call from the authorities at the NRL and say, boys, how old are you blokes? How many games have you coached now? How many games have you played? Between them, a life in rugby league, you're talking 1,000 matches or more, or well over 1,000. Behave. Have some common sense. Just do your jobs.
Yes, yeah, what an episode.
Well, it's not WWE, is it? It's not. They're not there for that sort of stuff. You just go to your team. Canberra, you won. Titans, you lost. Just get on with your job.
Yeah, I'm running the category, what would the WWE do? And Ricky Stewart and Des Hasler have got a place in that, Vossi. I'll let you get back to kicking the footy.
Yeah, and I'll give you a little bit of handball practice now, a little bit of fast twitch muscle work, and then I'll do the warm down. Yeah, sweet.